program, you, as always, can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. All right, so we continue here. We will take your calls about anything. Last hour, the very last call we had taken, rehashed the age-old debate on this show about voluntarism versus a small, very limited government. And, Mark, you'd made a comparison suggesting that both, and I don't remember exactly what you had said, but it was something to the effect of, well, you know, we both are admitting that there'd be violence in our systems. Like, you know, a voluntary society doesn't mean violence goes away completely.
Sure, it's not utopia.
Right, it just isn't institutionalized.
That's the difference. The difference between the voluntary society and the small government world is the small government world says, well, violence is okay. We need violence in order to achieve a relatively peaceful community. So we're just going to institutionalize the violence and extract money on a threatening, violent basis from everybody within a certain geographic region.
Well, I think that people want to have stability is an important part of what they're looking for in their lives. They want to know, what they're going to get out of the violent people. Because the thugs, the gangsters who might very well be extracting money from people in this world with no government, we don't know. We haven't seen one. I have seen worlds with, places with less government where gangs do rule. And so they don't want to see a situation where the gangsters come in and say, you know, today we're going to get double what we were getting yesterday. And I'm not saying that can't happen with governments. It certainly
happens all
can.
The time. They raise taxes.
They do raise taxes, but at least you have some kind of warning. They have this whole, it has this appearance of stability.
I understand, Mark. You're defending the violence because it's stable violence. You're saying that, well, it's somewhat predictable
violence.
No, I'm not defending anything.
In a world where there wasn't, the big gang that had the more stable violence, the little gangs with the less stable violence might be able to crop up, right?
What I'm telling you, Mark, is that
you won't answer that freaking question. See, this is what I get every single time we talk about this.
No, I've answered your question over and over again. And I've explained to you that in the marketplace, people get what they're looking for because people are in search of a profit, will provide it to them. And so if people are looking for stability and people are looking for safety, then the people in the marketplace will provide those products to them on a voluntary basis where they'll know what they're paying for those protection services. They'll know what they're expecting to get out of those protection services, as opposed to what we have today, Mark, where you know what you're paying for the government. I understand that probably next year, unless taxes raise dramatically, I'll pay around $5,500 to live in this particular region of New Hampshire. But what I don't know is what I'm going to get for that money. What I don't know is whether or not the government people that are sworn to protect will actually do any of that supposed sworn protecting. Because we know from example after example on this program, and it says it right in the local police department's own statement of mission or whatever the hell it is they've got up on their wall and on their website, it says they use discretion. They have the ability to use discretion. The Supreme Court has said they have no obligation, no police department, and no government agency at all has an obligation to provide you with any sort of services. So I understand there is violence, and I understand that it's somewhat predictable as far as the amount of money they're going to demand from me every single year, but there's nothing that comes in return for that's guaranteed, nothing whatsoever. So there's no real comfort there for me. And besides that, even if there was some sort of guaranteed return on the investment, so to speak, if there was some guaranteed service that I could get in return for it, I still wouldn't appreciate being threatened. That's all I'm saying. All we need to do, Mark, is move from having this gang called the government with the institutionalized violence factor, move away from that institutionalized violence. Figure out a way to fund yourself on a voluntary basis. Many of these folks are very nice people on an individual person. I was just walking down the street the other day, and I ran into the city manager.
Before you go on with your story here,
yeah,
about the nice city manager and everything, I understand what you're saying, and I'm all for your voluntary society. You should do your voluntary society wherever
you're for
you
institutionalized violence.
I want you to have that opportunity. What I don't understand is why the anarchists have to bug the libertarians. I mean, why do they have to go after them? Go talk to
them. Why are you letting them get to you? Why are you letting them get to you?
Why do they do it all the time? Because I understand what it's like to be the small government guy who's gone after by the no government people. That's my experience.
If you look at the real political spectrum, which is totalitarianism versus anarchy, and you realize that both the small government people and the anarchists are moving in the anarchist direction, which we need to go into because government's way too big. I just heard the other day, now we work until August 1st to pay all of our taxes. That direction, even if you get to small, minimal government, that's still better than what we've got now, way better.
Oh, so, I understand that.
Sometimes the sniping between the two is very counterproductive.
I concur.
Well, look, Mark, he loves to complain when somebody calls in to make what is a very important point to make, and that is that people who are in the minarchist camp are in favor of institutionalized violence.
But we just want our violence institutionalized. You're in favor of violence, right?
No, I am not in favor of violence.
That is going to have violence, and you admitted it.
No, sir. That does not mean I'm in favor. That does not mean I'm in favor of violence. And that's the difference between me and you. You accept the institutionalization
of violence. I accept the reality of violence.
No, sir. I didn't say I didn't
want to minimize it. You don't care where it goes.
Okay. You want to keep it institutionalized, and it doesn't matter to you.
You said so yourself. You don't care if the world, the age of the population drops, the birth rates, plummet, if the disease wipes out the earth, as long as there's liberty, because you won't advocate for violence against your neighbor. You've said
yourself. Because violence helps eradicate disease, and violence helps with all those problems, right, Mark? Violence helps. Violence is good. We should institutionalized violence. This is your problem. This is why people keep picking on you, because you're advocating that you're hurting people. You're advocating people get hurt
in order
to have your ideal society. Yes,
you're
because
one,
if you don't go
you're
along,
the one who's
what will happen to me,
quote,
Mark, if I don't pay your property taxes in your minarchist society?
Look, man.
What are you going to do to me?
Maybe we can create a situation where they just wall you off and you don't have to pay.
What if your property taxes were $100 a year instead of $5,000 or $6,000?
Right. Then your nutty little system, nobody would care about it.
If it was just $100 a year, why do you have to extract money by force? Why can't you just do it voluntarily, Mark? I mean, if you've gotten it down to $100 a year, why is your product so great? Why is your service so great that you get to threaten people over it? That's why people are upset about what you say, because you're on the air every single night here talking about violence. You're talking about advocating violence against peaceful people.
All
and that's
I
why
want
people are
is the least amount
about
of violence,
you.
Man. That's all.
Well, you're not advocating that.
Yes,
you're
I
advocating
am.
For institutionalized violence against everyone in a geographic region.
I am not advocating for that. I'm advocating
what
you
are
to
you
do
advocating?
What you want to do. Please,
right.
Have your little free market world,
we will.
Man. That's fine. It doesn't matter to me. I want you to do that.
Good.
I want you to try that out. I just don't want to be there for
just
it.
Just don't pretend like you aren't in support of violence.
Look, man, so are you.
No, sir,
this
I am not.
This is the point
Give
that
it,
I'm trying
prove,
to
prove
make.
It. Prove it.
I have said
Institute,
so. You said
that I'm
you don't care whether or not,
that does not
the world
prove that I'm in favor.
The dark
no,
ages
that doesn't
as long as there's liberty. To
no.
me, that says you don't give a flip about society in general.
That
guys,
doesn't prove anything. That does not prove what you said, that I support violence. I don't support the initiation of force, and you do.
Well, you know, guys, what if all 50 states or half the states seceded? Now, they would all decide on what form of government or lack of thereof would be ideal for them. And you would probably have some states that had almost nothing and would be more voluntarist. And then you'd have others that would be more small government, maybe some that would be big government. And we'd all see what would work.
I'm all in favor of that, Wayne.
And then you'd have a choice, too. That's what the whole idea of the United States of America was.
It was. It didn't end up that way, but no. that was the idea. And I'm all in favor of it. And I wouldn't say that small government isn't preferable to what we have today. I just don't pretend like you aren't supporting the institutionalization of force, Mark, because you are, and I'm not. I don't support violence used against
anymore,
peaceful
man.
People. I know
it's
you don't, Mark, because it's
uncomfortable. Conversation.
You know, it's not pointless, because people that are in your position need to understand that the position they hold, the small government position, as wonderful as it sounds,
the people in
the
your position,
they
need
hold
to understand
is violent.
That they don't give a crap about society. They don't give a crap about technological innovation. They don't care about whether people live or die.
That's right.
They don't
we
care
need
about
violence
crap
for society,
as long as
violence
it's
for technological innovation, violence, violence.
Why don't we get to that point?
You need, some things need to work.
Why don't we get to that point before we have this discussion?
That absolutely
because initiating
makes sense
force
to
makes things work, right, Mark? No, this discussion will go on forever.
Of course it
will.
More on the way. You'll never get what you want.
Because you'll always support violence until you finally decide not to. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Undersafes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Undersafes, security is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUndersafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-455-1801. Graf Undersafes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequaled reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to GrafUndersafes.com. That's GrafUnderSafes.com. Safes.com. Or click on their banner at Infowars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Live streams are included. Broadband, dial-up, and webcam versions of the show. They're all free at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
Republicmagazine.tv. Are you missing the real news? Get informed and stay informed with Republic Magazine. Get your free digital copy now or order a print subscription at republicmagazine.tv. That's republicmagazine.tv, and some of the articles in this month's issue are Ron Paul, Pillar in the Storm, Enemies of the State, Continental Congress 2009 or Alter or Abolish the Rights of the People. It's republicmagazine.tv.
We go to your phone calls about whatever you want. Ladies first, Lauren is listening to WAIS in Ohio. Lauren, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, a couple of things. You guys are talking about some interesting stuff. You know, the real paradigm, it's truth and lie. That what is real and what is appears to be real, you see?
I don't. Can you explain that a little better?
Well, I mean, what we've got going on here, you've got a government of men, okay? Now, a government of men can't decide to just rule over a bunch of other men.
Well, they think they can.
No. And my point is, but men fear men. They don't fear God. If they feared God, they wouldn't be willing to obey men as they led them to destruction. Give me your money so I can dumb down your kids and kill them in wars and here, have a vaccine.
Makes
full of
sense.
Mercury and aluminum and dead babies. I mean, you know, it's crazy what we're doing. But we're doing it to ourselves.
I agree. It's totally insane. But what's the answer?
Well, the answer is, first off, obey God. Have no other gods before me. That means, you know, you don't fear men. Don't fear what men can do to your body. Fear what the God that created you can do to your body and your soul. And the thing is, we're so much more than what, you know, we've been brainwashed in these schools. I mean, the schools are the problem. You've got systems where you've got mass indoctrination possible. If people did their job and raised their children, you know, mom and dad are the only jobs that I know that you don't have to be there to call yourself the job.
Yeah, we
you know
do
what
that.
I mean? You're not there. You don't even see that child. They get up, they leave at 8 o'clock. You don't see them until they come back at 6. You wave at them for dinner. They're doing homework on a bunch of nonsense. It's not even real. You know, school isn't even school. These children are, you know, bless their souls, but they're being destroyed, and it's our fault we're standing here letting them. Anyway, the
yeah,
other thing
I
is on anarchy.
With,
oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say I agree completely with you that it's the individual's fault that we're where we're at today.
That's
if people weren't so damned obedient to these other men, as you're saying, then the other men wouldn't have gotten this far.
Well, I call it dominionomics, and in the end, you know, even if you're not a Christian or any faith or whatever, even if you're an atheist, you know that men didn't make you. You know what I mean? If we're free, freedom is the right to do what you want without coercion.
Right.
Without compulsion. And who are these people standing next to you deciding how you're going to exercise your existence in this flesh? I mean, get out of here. What is this?
They're just other people.
They're just other people. That's the point. And then the other thing is with the anarchy, there's no really such thing as anarchy. There's laws. God makes laws. Gravity. They don't change, and they can't be created by men. That's a law. Men, they make rules, codes, regulations, and statutes. And they apply to those people who decide of their own free will to step down from their kingdoms, from their free person, their free manhood, to become this minor government official, this ward of the state. Oh, take care of my retirement, Social Security, and oh, go ahead and, you know, you take care of my, you know, you educate my child, and you, you know, we basically don't run or do any of our own lives anymore. But the one that creates is the one that controls, and God is the one that created men. He never gave men dominion over other men. And even if you're not a Christian, again, even if you're an atheist, you know men didn't make you. And so this is what we've got to really get to. I want you to take a look at the 14th Amendment. It says all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof. That's because there are people who are not subject to the jurisdiction thereof. If you look at the Constitution, it's a body of negative law to limit the government servants, the maid and the butler, from doing things to the people that they ought not be doing. It's not to
right,
tell
but
us
as
what
we all
we
know,
can
and that's all. That's true, but as we all know, it hasn't.
The maid and the butler took over
right.
some time ago.
It hasn't
well,
limited
right,
but anything.
But whose fault is that?
Right, it's because people allowed it to happen.
Well, there you go. And yeah. So here's the quick fix. First off, fear God, not men. Obey God. Do what he says to do. It's 10 simple commandments. Even if you're not Christian or whatever faith you are, there's nothing bad about not stealing, not murdering, not coveting people's stuff. Let's go over to Iraq and kill these people and take their stuff and act like we're protected. It's disgraceful. We need to face the truth, okay, because we're not thinking logically anymore. We can't think and we can't respect the truth even as it sits before us. That's where the power is. Respect the truth. And then stop giving these people your money, your obeisance, and access to your children.
Thank you.
You know,
for that,
the
Mama.
Whole think about how much money your state is spending. I'm in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
They spend half of a $50 billion budget on education, and yet 50% of these kids are going into the colleges taking remedial math and English.
Well, yeah. I hope that people take some of your advice and stop. Certainly, I specifically agree with you not obeying these men and not going along with their demands anymore. But we need to get people together in the same, I think, geographic area who will also go along with that plan. Because if you just do it where you are, they will crush you. But if you do it when you're together with other people of like mind, then your chances increase. And I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate the input. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We go to Erod in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Erod, you are on the air.
Yeah, hey, guys. Hey, I just want to take you back to last night. You had a telephone call from Alex in New Jersey.
Yes, sir. He was asking about whether or not he should go to college, considering his dad was demanding that in order to get him to pay for the young man's college, he would have to sign up for the selective service. And
right, that's correct. And I don't want to talk all about that, but what I do want to talk about is something that really disturbed me, is that when he said that, if he signs up for the selective service, and then he's not going to talk to his father anymore. Now, has a father who has a son, 18, who, in fact, just past weekend, I got him all set up in school and all that kind of stuff, the whole college thing. Believe me, it's a really stressful situation. But, you know, it really ticked me off when I heard that from this guy, is that because it just seems so incredibly ungrateful. I mean, like, for example, I mean, here you got, what it sounds like to me is that Alex's father genuinely and actually is concerned about his well-being and his future. He mentioned about the civil disobedience and these kind of things. He doesn't want him involved in that. And, you know, I'm asking myself as a father of an 18-year-old, well, what's wrong with that? Now, I understand. Believe me, I'm not a lover of the state and all that. But the man, here's the difference here. The man loves his son. That's what
well,
I'm
saying. Well, I know what's wrong
with
it.
But Ian, you see, and I'm a little ticked off with you as well.
Erod, you can pick your bone with me in a moment. But
okay.
But I think I can see what's wrong with it. He's not loving his son for who he wants to be. He's loving his son for what what the father's vision of the son should be, not what his son Alex's vision of what he should be is. And Alex has discovered that liberty is important to him, that standing up for freedom is important to him. And his dad is saying, well, I want you to be safe, and safety is more important than freedom, so you should do what I want you to do. And that's where he's coming from. I know you've got more. Erod, hang on. We'll bring it back here. 800-259-9231. But I didn't suggest that Alex cut ties with his dad. I didn't suggest that at all. So we'll see what his bone is that he wants to pick with me here in moments. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I think he could show his love for his son by expressing concern, but at the same time also supporting him in his decisions. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button, and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStrong.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Did you know that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, and your congressional candidate, Robert Beatles, wrote a 72-page book on how to become wealthy? It doesn't matter if you are poor or wealthy. This book is for you. The book tells you how to create and protect your wealth, and it's called Here's What You Do. You can buy it for only $6 at hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net. Buy it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you to bring up whatever you want is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are totally free, so enjoy those, including our Facebook profile at facebook.freetalklive.com. You can become a fan at facebook.freetalklive.com. Now, do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? Well, SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI, see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's right at the top of our banner column there, freetalklive.com, for SACL CAI's banner. All right, we go back to Erod in Georgia, talking about a discussion we'd had last night with Alex. Mark, you weren't privy to that portion of the show. You were out for the first couple hours. But basically, it was about what Alex should do. He was asking us for some input as to how he should handle the situation where his dad was threatening to essentially withhold any sort of college funding unless he goes ahead and bows down to the federal government and registers for the draft via the Selective Service. And you were saying, Erod, that, you know, that's just showing that his dad cares about him. He doesn't want bad things to happen to him. And I think that's true.
No, absolutely. Yeah. And again, This is real personal, you know, with me because again, I have an 18-year-old, you know, and we bump heads, you know, we've got issues, but I realize he's 18 years old, and I guess with my problem, the way you handle it, and as a matter of fact, Alex has called before, I've heard him lots of times before. It seems as though you're kind of painting his father to be this big authoritarian thug, this monster, when he's not. Again, it sounds like this is a guy who really, really cares about his son. Now, if Alex calls in and says, you know what, my father's beating the crap out of me and this and that, well, that's a different story. But here you got a guy who's willing to pay for his college, you know, the kid's college, and, I mean, he's under his roof. And you don't tell this kid that, hey, man, you ought to be grateful. This is a man who actually seems to love you, you know. This man is going to take a bullet for you. If you don't believe me, ask Wayne, ask Mark. Wayne, Mark, would you take a bullet for your kid? I already know the answer. Absolutely, right? You know, sure. And right. And And you make it seem as though this guy is some ogre or something, you know. And
but he's an angry statist. I've heard Alex tell us on the air over lots of time that he's had attempted to have conversations with his dad about issues that are concerning Alex that he, you know, finds important. And his dad dismisses him and is rude. And he mentioned last night he called one of the activists here in New Hampshire that recently received some attention on the national media for carrying a gun openly at an Obama event. He called him an a-hole.
Yeah.
So he's not, you know, he's not listening to what Alex has to say. He doesn't really, you know, seem to be paying close attention to what it is he's been trying to communicate to his father. So just because his dad loves him doesn't make him the best father in the world. But I never advocated that Alex cut ties with him. I never suggested that.
But you know, I never hear you say anything. Hey, look, Alex, you know what? It seems like your father's a real good guy. You know, I mean, he really cares for
you. Doesn't seem like he's
a good guy. And in the grand scheme of things, you know, after all, you know, a good father is going to be there for his children no matter what, you know. And
well, then wait a minute. By that definition, then this may not be a good father, because this father is threatening to pull his fatherliness away from Alex if Alex doesn't bow down to the man.
I don't consider
that being a good father.
I think
that's part of what Lauren was saying earlier we had on the phone from Ohio about this is part of the core as to why this country is the way it is today. It's because of parents like Alex's dad who encourage obedience, who encourage going along to get along, who encourage keeping your head under the water, who encourage not standing up for yourself and encourage just going along with whatever the bureaucrats demand of you. It's that attitude that has gotten us to where we are today, and I think it's a big problem. I'm not saying he doesn't love his son. He does love his son. He's expressing his love for his son by saying, son, I want you to stay safe. I don't want you to take any risks when it comes to these government people. He's acknowledging that he knows the government is violent and dangerous, and he doesn't want his son to be targeted in that way, and I understand that, but that's a problem.
Well, let's also point out that in this particular case that he wants his son to sign up for Selective Service, which is one I would assume an organization that's there to be clicked on for whenever they bring the draft back, which means that his son could be the first in line to catch one of those really hard bullets.
Well, now to be fair to his dad on this one, Mark, part of the conversation that you weren't privy to is that apparently his dad is going through, oh gosh, Sallie Mae, I believe it was, going through one of those federal government semi-private loan companies to get the college loan, and the Selective Service apparently knows this, right? So, because they're tied in with a database, and so they sent him a postcard. They sent Alex a postcard saying, "Well, we know you're looking for funding, so if you don't fill this out, we'll have it denied." Which is true. They can have any sort of federal funding pulled for anyone who doesn't fill out the Selective Service form.
So that's the problem. If Alex doesn't want to sign up for Selective Service, he doesn't get the money from his dad,
and he doesn't go to college.
Simple.
Right.
Well, he doesn't
scenario.
Go to college right there and then, but there are other ways to go to college.
Please, college is not the end all be all.
Oh no, I understand that. I'm sure Alex understands that, but it sure is nice to have somebody else pay for you. And so Alex's choice, I think, you know, if he wants to go to college now, then the choice is to go ahead and sign up for the Selective Service. As we pointed out last night, just because you sign up doesn't mean you have to actually obey them when the time comes to go to the draft,
no.
Right?
I've signed up for the Selective Service, and I'm not going anywhere if I get drafted.
Put under duress on the card if it'll make you feel better. All rights reserved under duress. That way, you know, they know that you're not consenting to their process. So, Erod, go ahead with your continuing thoughts.
All I'm saying is, guys, is that, listen, you know, this guy's father is not his enemy, okay? And also, you got to realize that he's 18 years old, and I hate to play the age card, you know, but come on, you know, he's 18 years old, you know, he sounds like a fairly intelligent guy. Nevertheless, he's 18 years old, and by that statement that he said, well, I'm not going to talk to my father anymore, well, that's, to me, kind of a sign of immaturity, in my opinion. But I can recall, as I got older, I had to apologize to my parents, you know, for all the things that I've done, you know, and because, again, you know, I guess everybody goes to this rebellion stage at some point in time, but all I'm saying is that, you know, you're the audience, so you got a lot of young callers calling in. I don't want them to think that their parents are your enemies. Your parents love you.
Well, it depends. You can't just paint people with a broad brush like that. And I'm not saying that Alex is...
Here's what my definition of evil is, and this is just something I'm working on.
Okay.
Bad people want good things for themselves. Thieves don't want stuff stolen from them. Killers don't want to be killed. However, when you take bad and couple it with the road to, the belief that what you're doing is right. So bowing down to the government, I think in the instance of signing a civil service, signing up for the selective service is a bad thing. It's a very small bad thing, but a bad thing nonetheless. And then coupling it with the belief that what you're doing is the right thing, that's actually what makes something evil, is when you do something bad and believe you're doing the right thing. So I feel Alex has to do what he has to do in this circumstance. His dad's going to try to jam it down his throat. His dad is being just as overbearing as Alex is, and you're suggesting that Alex, because he's 18, ought to bend over and kiss his dad's butt,
the point that I'm trying to make is, once again, I've got an 18-year-old, too. We bump heads, and I guess I want to speak to him. Man, I love you. I'm not trying to destroy your life. I'm trying to look after your best interest.
Sure.
And I think that's what his father is doing too. But then it seems as though it's like, well, he's the evil dad,
you can't just paint everybody with that broad brush and say, all parents love their kids. Just because parents beat their kids, I understand you brought up parents that beat their kids. Obviously, that's not showing a sign of love or appreciation at all. But the parent that's beating their kid may say something very similar as you said, like, I'm doing this because I love you, or I'm doing this, because it's what's best for you, or I think this is what you should have to, this is appropriate for you in your circumstances. But what I'm trying to say is, Alex has decided that his circumstances are different from what his dad has decided are appropriate for him, and his dad's not respecting that. And his dad doesn't have to. His dad doesn't have to respect that. But if his dad doesn't want to respect what Alex wants, then why should Alex continue respecting him?
Well, my last thought is, if Alex is listening, it sounds like...
Make it a moment. Hang on, Erod. Free Talk Live.
In an instant, the world changed for Lieutenant General Michael O'Neill. His staff shot before his eyes. Arrested for war crimes, he now faces a short, one-sided trial. The boundaries blur. The chaos returns. Somebody is going to die. The long-awaited sequel to Hell's Fair, The Eye of the Storm, by New York Times best-selling author John Ringo, from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $40. $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. The bulletin board system is included. Free Talk Live's BBS has over 450,000 posts for you to surf around through. Lots to talk about there. Serious issues, fun stuff, all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Right back to your calls. Erod is still on the line with us here talking about fatherly and parental relations with teenage sons, daughters. Erod, you're, you wanted to get some final thoughts out. So go ahead.
Yeah, and by the way, you know, when you're 18 years old, you know, again, I don't play the age card though. But with age though, comes wisdom, which is something that you can only be achieved, you know, just I guess through time. And you know, oftentimes I even hear my own son. He gets to that point in time where, well, he knows it all. And that's basically when I heard Alex, you know, yes, and I've heard him before, you know, he sounds like the quintessential, well, I'm the little know-it-all 18-year-old.
All right. I'm going to stop you there, Erod, and we're going to bring Alex on the line because he is with us here from New Jersey. Great. Alex, you're on with Erod.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, guys.
Alex, you know what I want to tell you is that, you know, I know you think you probably got it all figured out, you know, that you know what you're doing, you know where you want to go in life. But let me tell you, as a father of an 18-year-old, I love my son, and it sounds like, I don't know your father, I don't know anything about your situation, but it really, really sounds like your father really cares about you and loves you. He's not your enemy. And let me tell you something else. If something should happen to you, like, for example, if you should die in a car accident, you know, you probably, you know, look up to Ian. You probably respect what he does on the radio. But let me tell you something. Ian probably will say the next day, if he hears about it, he's going to say, wow, that Alex died. Bummer. You know what your father's going to do? He's going to have a hole in his heart, and it's going to ache for weeks.
Erod. Alex, go ahead.
I don't doubt that my dad loves me very much. Okay. I just think that he's intolerant of many of my beliefs. A couple points to clarify is that I do respect that he's paying for college, in that I understand that I could be paying for it by myself and not many other parents would do that for their kid. I do respect that I'm not entitled to anything from him. I'm not entitled to live in the house. He could kick me out, and that's just fine because I respect private property rights. I think, though, that you can be you can love somebody too much. There's an old proverb that we used when I was in martial arts, and that's if you want to hold a dove, you can't squeeze it too hard, because if you squeeze it too hard, you're going to kill it. But you don't want to be too loose so that it flies away. You got to find that medium. And unfortunately, I feel like I hate to say this, but I think he loves me too much, in that he's trying to protect me from things that he sees as things dangerous, such as civil disobedience. And I think that that's something that needs to, like, he needs to loosen up a bit on. Does that make sense?
Alex, you're a lucky guy, believe me. You know, if you have a father who loves you, and you know what? I've had to, as far as civil disobedience and getting in trouble with the police, I mean, there's been times where I had to cower down in front of my entire family, in front of the police. Why? For my son's sake. Because when I was in the right, and I could have came up, and I could have said something to these police, I had to keep my mouth shut. Why? Because I don't want the police. I was trying to show him a lesson. I don't want the police to grab my son and crack his head up against the sidewalk and beat the crap out of him, which, you know, if I did what I wanted to do, that's what's going to happen. And just all I'm trying to tell you, Alex, is that your father sounds like he's not an ogre, okay?
Hey, Ron, thank you so much thank you for the call tonight. I really appreciate it. Alex, any final thoughts?
No, that's it.
Thanks for the call, Dave. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I want to continue this discussion, of course, you can call in and bring up whatever you want. But I was talking with Julia during the break, and she's obviously not guest hosting tonight. Wayne is here with us. But I'm sure if she were here right now, this call would have set her off, because her relationship with her father is at this point non-existent. She has broken all bonds with him. She has broken all contact with him. She's not interested in talking to him. She does not want to hear from him. He called her once at work, which, you know, is a real desperate move. So he calls her once at work because he knows where she works. He doesn't know her regular cell phone number or anything like that. So he tracked her down, and she did not want to have words with this. She doesn't even want to talk to this guy. That's how bad it is between her and her father. Did he ever raise a hand to her? No, not to my knowledge. So he wasn't a violent dad. I think everybody would agree that violent dads, bad. Violent parents, definitely bad. Should not feel any sort of obligation to anyone that's ever struck you, I don't think. And but she pointed out to me, and she has she's made it clear, that her dad's vision for her was very specific. You know, he wanted her, he wanted to live vicariously through her, and he wanted her to go to college and continue basically going down a path that he had chosen to go down in his life. He's a college professor. That's his business, right? He's still going to school. He's going in for a master's or whatever the hell is past master's. He's in his late 50s and he's still going to school. And she decided that this wasn't the life that she wanted. That she did not want to follow in daddy's footsteps, that she wasn't interested in this. Now, there's no doubt that her dad loves her, right? I mean, she's his daughter, and he wants what's best for her. The problem comes in when his vision of what's best clashes with her vision of what's best, and when he won't give way and say, you know what, you're right, Julia. What you want is best. And I've explained to you what I think might be best for you, but ultimately this is your life. You get to choose. And as your dad who does love you, I appreciate that, and I'm glad that you're following your heart. I think that would be something that a loving parent would say to a child that decided to go in a different direction than what daddy or mommy wanted them to do. But he refused to say that. He continued to hold animosity. He's always been an angry man. Never hit her, but always been a very angry man. He hit the dog, but he never hit her. And so he continued being angry at her because she didn't follow his selected path. And so because of all of his anger and because he just refused to accept her for who she is, she decided she doesn't want to have anything to do with him anymore.
Well, it's the sort of what Alex was talking about there, the sort of, don't, if you love something, you must let it go and then it'll return to you. And if not, you hunt it down and kill it whatever that philosophy.
Hold on loosely.
Right. That one. That's the practical way, because the fact is a kid who's as headstrong as Alex is and a young man like what was the caller's name? I've forgotten. Now.
Erod?
Erod's son likely is. They're gonna do what they're gonna do anyway, and all you can do as a parent is love them and support them. Now, I don't recommend you just go and pay for their college if they're deciding that they're gonna, make college that much more expensive for you selective service or anything like that. The simple way to solve that problem is, instead of making a big deal about it, say, well, I understand that, please understand that I'm not gonna pay for college then, and I support you and your goals here, and I I want the best for you. Just remember that. I think that going to college is the best thing, and, you know, that's my recommendation. But whatever you do, I support that.
Just laying
that's
it
what they're going to do anyway, people.
Exactly. Just laying it out there what you think is best. If they don't support that, if they don't choose, as you as the parent, if they don't choose what you want, as long as what they're choosing isn't incredibly something that's against your belief system, then you should support them. That's the right thing to do. But Julia's dad refused to support her in her choices and continue to hold animosity towards her. So why should she continue to owe – she owes him nothing. He doesn't owe her anything either. Well, Erod doesn't owe his son a college education. Alex's dad doesn't owe Alex a college education. You're right, Mark. They can put whatever terms they want on that, and if the kids want to jump through those hoops, then they'll get what they're...
Now's when I come running back to for Erod's side. The fact is, my dad was... I've used the term for the anal orifice more than one time to describe my dad. And I decided I'm going to strive to have a good relationship with my dad. I started at probably age 25 to 30, even though sometimes it can be very difficult, and he often says things that I just don't like hearing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to strive to have a good relationship with him because I know that at some point he's going to be dead, and I'm never going to be able to have whatever conversation it was that I wanted to have with him. Now, I tried to have those conversations, tried to have them in the most loving way I could, and came to the conclusion I'm never going to change this 70-year-old man with lung cancer. And he died, and I didn't change him, but at least I had the opportunity to have that time with him before he died.
But you value that. Julia doesn't value that with her
today.
Dad.
Today. She might at some
Julia's,
point.
Julia's, 22, 23 years old?
She's 24.
She's got a good long life ahead of her. Now, maybe in that lifetime, that 50 to 75 years she's got to live, she may choose to, she may say to herself, I would have liked to have had a different relationship with my father.
Maybe she will.
Maybe she will.
1-800-259-9231, but I don't know why she would. He's a jerk. 800-259-9231.
You're all jerks.
SACL CAI toll free line. No, you should associate with people that you want to associate with. You have no obligation to associate with people just because they share bloodline with you. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is coming up.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.